Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Don't catch that. Turn around, don't drown after what happened. Remind everybody what happened. By the way, Genesis is your artist of the day, and your keyword to cash is balloon. Balloon. Make it sound Italian. Throw an extra vowel at the end.
You say balloon knot?
See, I can't deal with you. I'm not feeling well today. I don't have time for this. I'm trying
It's not balloon knot.
No, just balloon.
Okay.
Got it.
It's not balloon knot, Rod. It's balloon. No. Yeah. Balloona.
Balloona.
So not. It's like baloney. Someone on not. The text line.
Definitely not.
Brought up turn around, don't drown. And we all know, like, especially if you're, you know, over near Jasper's, like over by Southwest Boulevard, which is way better than it used to be. You know, there are certain areas around town. If you're driving a school bus, I don't let through Raytown. Don't drive through high water. You are absolutely right. Someone wrote in and said, yeah, tell Chris that after what happened last year.
I forgot all about that.
What is so scary about what happened to my husband about a year ago is that we had had torrential rains all day and all night. His son, Jason, got into a fender bender.
That's right.
Trying to come down an off ramp up north. And he had to be at work at like 3 a.m. to do something for 610 Sports. So Chris said, I will take you into work at 3 a.m.
That's right.
The father he is. He's like, I'll get up at 3 a.m. I'll take you to
he
your
just
remote
went to bed at midnight
at 610 Sports. So he gets up at 3 in the morning, takes Jason. So it's now 4 a.m. when he's coming back from the Northland. And what is so scary about high water, the Leawood Police Department had not yet shut down the intersection where the creek overflowed the banks. And it's that one. It happens every time. It's like Mission Road and 119th down from Nativity Catholic Parish. He turns. Everything's fine in the intersection.
Don't blame the police.
He turns left, starts to go up that hill. And as he turned, wow, there he said, and by the time he was in it, he was in it. And it was pitch black. There's not a lot of lighting right there. We couldn't see it. Drove right into it. He was in a, not a Land Rover, a Range Rover. And so think about how tall those trucks are.
And that totaled the car, didn't it?
It totaled the car. And he said there was a moment when he said the water was lapping up over the hood. It was coming into the car. And he said, like, there's a moment where, like, I've been doing this 35 years. We talk about this. We talk about what this looks like and why we don't do this. And he says there's a moment where you're thinking, okay, do I get out of the car? Like, you know, you have seconds to figure this out when the water is coming up over your hood. And he got very lucky. He, as soon as he realized he was in it, instead of going back, he tried to go forward. And he just made it over that bridge. Like, by the grace of God, made it over that bridge. And then the car stalled at the top of the hill, and that was all she wrote.
Oh, really?
Oh, it was completely they totaled it out.
I didn't total it, but it was never the same. Pontiac Grand Am and the floods in 93 on 23rd Street in Lawrence. Because I thought I had it, like a moron.
I got it.
Come on, man. I've been down 23rd Street 1,000 times.
You know all the dips.
I know where everything is on 23rd Street in Lawrence. Come on. And I went in it with my Pontiac Grand Am. Next thing I know, the water is as, I mean, I was nervous.
Well, but every year when this happens, you know this, because it takes just inches of water really to lift that car. And every year you see in the daylight, you'll see one car try it and then another car tries it, and then the car that doesn't try it's the one filming it. As the cars lift and slowly start floating away, it just it scares me to death that it happened to him at night when you can't see it.
We have lost a social media icon. Google Plus died overnight.
Oh, yeah, icon that no one knew existed.
Do you? Did you? I'm reading the story from the Wall Street Journal. Google Plus debuted in 2011. Do you remember? Mm-hmm. And it was supposed to be the new Facebook. Yeah. They pumped hundreds of millions of dollars into that thing.
And then, no one ever used it.
I don't ever remember using Google Plus. No. It was like MySpace. Who's on MySpace?
MySpace at least was a thing. Google Plus just was
Facebook
like
Facebook came around.
Here, look at this. Look at us trying to compete with Facebook, and then nobody really got on it. There was a handful of people that did, but nobody really got on it, and then it just kind of died.
Keyword is balloon. Somebody asked. I'm telling you. Anyway, did you hear about this? The update out of New York on that limousine crash? The limousine involved in the upstate New York crash that claimed 20 lives failed its inspection last month. And was driven by a man who did not have the proper license to drive a limousine. According to Governor Andrew Cuomo, investigators from the New York State Police and the NTSB continuing to review Saturday's crash, which took place near a farm stand and a cafe in a small town outside of Albany. Mr. Cuomo, speaking to reporters before marching in the Columbus Day Parade in New York City, said the 2001 limousine should not have been operating on the road, and the driver should not have been driving it.
Well, and then there's that weird twist where the owner of the company was what, like an FBI informant on Pakistan. Like, it's just a weird story.
I haven't heard that part.
Whole thing is very strange.
Oh, yeah, here it is. Mr. Hussein. His name is Shahid Hussein. He's not responding to requests for comment.
Yeah, I'm sure he's not.
Acted as an informant for the FBI in two terrorism cases. What?
I know.
After he pleaded guilty in 2003 to illegally helping people obtain driver's licenses. In one of the two terrorism cases, this one from 2010, he was the key witness, helping investigators thwart a plot to blow up two synagogues in the Bronx.
Now, real quick.
Who the hell are we giving business licenses to?
Family of the driver is saying, not so fast, do not blame the driver of this limo. His name is Scott Lizanichia, which I just butchered. The wife says, our family is devastated by the horrific tragedy that occurred. Our prayers go out to all the families that lost loved ones. They are mourning. Scott, the driver, was a loving and caring... Did he die?
Yes.
That's right. Was a loving and caring man who never would have knowingly put others in harm's way. The family believes, unbeknownst to him, he was provided with a vehicle that was neither roadworthy nor safe for any of its occupants. We asked the members of the media and public to reserve judgment, yada, yada, yada. They're saying he was given this vehicle because I read somewhere they started out.
Wasn't aware that he had to have a CDL?
Listen, I read somewhere they started out in a bus. Did you read this? And then they,
No, it's right here in the story.
For whatever reason, they swapped out from the bus to the limo right before
they had. They had tried to hire a different vehicle for their excursion. It fell through, and the limo rented from Prestige was a last-minute substitution. Four of them were sisters.
I know.
Are their parents still alive? God.
Well, there was the report of the one woman whose sister died. She'd literally been texting with her and then never got a response.
Yeah, four of the victims are sisters, and I believe their husbands, three of the four husbands died as well. I will say this. If this was a brake malfunction, because at the last inspection, this limo had some malfunction with hydraulic brake system. If this was a brake malfunction, that is not on the driver. This is going to be on the company, to me.
Yeah. Well, it failed its inspection in September. Somebody's going to prison. What do you get him on? 20 counts of involuntary manslaughter, the owner?
Maybe.
Well, and I'm not comparing this per se to the duck boat incident, but if they can show that the vehicle should never have been on the road, as I believe the duck boat should never have been on the road or water, then yes, that's where criminal negligence or manslaughter charges would come in.
576-7798, if you guys want to weigh in. The driver did not have the proper license. The car, the limousine, failed its inspection in September. Should have never even been on the road.
And here's a question, Scott. If you hire one of these companies in a bus or a van or a limo been reconfigured, how the heck are you supposed to know that that thing is up to date on its inspections?
You remember that party bus years ago here in town where the literally the back door of the bus swung open?
Yes, and a woman person fell out.
Onto I-35? Remember that?
Yeah.
Mm-mm. I mean,
we've had a K-State fan who stood.
Well, yeah.
Several years ago.
That was a very bad decision. Wow. 576-7798, Rod Babcock, Dana Wright, Scott Parks on KMBZ.
Hey, the competition cannot keep up with Nebraska Furniture Mart, especially when it comes to mattresses. The Mart is proving it again during their mattress marathon. It's still going on. You will find incredible deals on their huge selection of mattresses. And there's no reason to shop around. The Mart has more than 75 of them on display, making it so easy to compare all the best mattresses all in one place. They have a gigantic warehouse, so chances are your new mattress will be in stock, ready for easy pickup or even delivery. Let their factory-trained sales professionals save you time by helping you find your perfect sleep solution. And while you're there, enter to win a $3,000 NFM gift card or a treadmill. Plus, shop with 75 months financing on qualifying mattress purchases, $24.99 or more, with no down payment. See the store for details. Do not miss the mattress marathon going on now at Nebraska Furniture Mart.
Joan Jett, Crimson and Clover on a Tuesday throwback to the 80s. We'll have an announcement about our next live show coming up sometime, I think, this week. We should know something. The show's not this week, but we'll know when and where sometime this week. We're talking about the limousine crash in New York that killed 20 people. Two who were outside of the vehicle, 18 who were in it. And the Wall Street Journal is reporting today that the limousine failed an inspection last month. The driver of the limousine was not licensed to drive that car or any car like it. 576-7798. Aaron in Kingsville. Hello, Aaron.
Hey, how's it going? So there's a couple of things that I think you're glossing over or just not in that story. What I had read and also saw on a couple of different news things was he did have a commercial driver's license, just not for that limo. So he may have been a bus driver for the limousine company. So they may have had a different style license for him. Then that intersection that they went through was a notoriously bad intersection. You know, it's kind of like 152 up north.
Mm-hmm.
So that has been, you know, a big deal for them that they were trying to get that intersection, that area is trying to get that intersection fixed because they have crashes there constantly that are bad.
Yeah.
And then just because it failed that inspection does not mean that it hadn't been corrected and then something else went wrong with it. So I kind of feel like they're persecuting this driver when he may have not, none of this may have been his fault.
That being said, can I ask you something, Aaron? We've had many commercial drivers write in even the last 10 minutes saying that if you are driving, it is your responsibility, that you as the driver do have a responsibility to make sure the car that you're taking is safe, is up to date, you know, has all the bells and whistles it needs to have. And And I don't know. I'm not a commercial driver. I don't know how that works.
I don't disagree with that. It is, you're supposed to go through a checklist. If you drive a larger vehicle that's licensed, you know, certain ways, you know, semi-truck drivers are supposed to do a check all the time. But how many times do you see them going down the road without a mud flap or a taillight or whatever? And, you know, those are all safety things. But things happen. Like, that, did that mud flap fall off while he was driving down the highway?
Right.
You just don't know it. It's, things break. And without it being finalized, I feel terrible for everyone involved, especially the driver's family, because of how hard people are coming down on him.
Yeah.
Now, if he wasn't licensed to drive this vehicle, he did commit a crime, and he should not have been driving it.
Now, wait a minute, Aaron, you said just a moment ago, and maybe you can expand on this, this, and I think I'm quoting you here, or at least I'm paraphrasing you really well. You said, this driver may not have been at fault at all. Now, short of a heart attack, he was the person driving the car. Now, whether he was licensed to drive it or not is still up for debate and discussion, and we can have that debate and discussion when we learn more. But he was the driver of the car that did not get hit by another vehicle that we're aware of, that was not involved in bad road conditions. Now, granted, yes, the intersection, I've heard several reports that it was notoriously bad, but he was driving the car. How is he not, or how is it even possible that he might not be at fault at all?
What part had failed? I mean, I did never see what they said failed on the inspection, because a failed inspection could be cracked windshield, could be that the taillight's broken. I never saw anything.
All right, so if your argument is maybe it was the brakes or something that went out, then I would be in agreement with you. And if he didn't know it, or, you know, shouldn't have reasonably been knowledgeable of that stuff, then I can certainly see your argument.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying is, look, you know, as we've heard 100 times over the past 2 weeks, don't condemn, you know, or don't nobody's guilty until all the facts come in. So that's all I'm trying to get at, is that kind of glossing over a few things.
Yeah.
All right, man. Hey, Aaron, do appreciate the call.
Someone real quick wrote in and said, why don't we just post the inspection inside like they post in elevators? The problem with the party bus inspection post is when that bus shows up to take you and 30 friends to your bachelorette party, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Is anyone really going to go up and say, now, wait a minute, tell me about your inspection. Now we need a new bus.
This needs
oversight, and I know you're going to hate me saying
this. The government's job is to protect me from
you. This is a government oversight issue. I don't want you to rely on me when the bus is in the driveway waiting to take 50 friends.
Yeah, but I would simply say, and I know we got to get to the news, when was the last time you were in an elevator and really looked at when it last passed inspection? I'm more likely to look at the chart inside of a porta potty to find out when it was last cleaned than I am to look at the inspection report on a limousine me and a bunch of friends just jumped into.
Right.
Let's get to the newsroom. Here is Kara Markser.
More heavy rain, more flooding. That's next.
You know, I've told you about my friends at Lightning Landscape and Irrigation. We certainly do not need irrigation anymore. My goodness, it has been raining for days. One of the things I love about my new irrigation system from Lightning Landscape and Irrigation is that it knows when it is raining and shuts off automatically. You don't have to program it. There's nothing online that you have to do. It is a smart irrigation system. That Rainbird system knows when it's raining and will not waste water trying to water your lawn. I mean, we've all seen that around town. You drive by and it's pouring down rain and someone's sprinkler system's on. With the smart system from Rainbird, it does not do that, which helps cut down on waste and will save you money. If you want landscape, hardscape, irrigation, Lightning Landscape and Irrigation does it all with an A+ BBB rating, but you got to get on the schedule now. 913-441-3900, 441-3900, or lightning-landscape.com, lightning-landscape.com.
4:30 in Kansas City from the KMBZ Newsroom. I'm Kara Markser. As these storms continue to dump water across the metro area, creeks and streams are rising. That's what Indian Creek near 103rd and State Line sounds like this afternoon. Flood warnings are in effect until 3:45 tomorrow morning. Public works crews are also on standby to set up barricades. Department spokesperson Beth Brittenstein says don't do something foolish.
If a barricade's up, it's up for a reason. It's up because that roadway is not safe and not passable. And you always hear folks say, turn around, don't drown, and that's a serious thing. So during flooding and increased rain levels on the roadway, you just want to drive with caution.
The entire KMBZ listening area is also under a tornado watch until 9 o'clock tonight. We are tracking the storms, and we'll keep you updated. There is a new tornado warning. It is well north of St. Joe, not in our listening area, but if you are headed that direction, just keep in mind that these storms have been producing some dangerous storms this afternoon. We'll check traffic and weather together next.
Skies remaining mostly cloudy. Tornado watch remains in effect. Our temperatures will really drop off. We're going tomorrow much chillier than what we saw today. And still the threat of severe weather, at least through 9 o'clock. Damaging winds, damaging hail, can't rule out a tornado, but I think the window is closing as each and every minute passes, which is good news. Still some periods of rain, heavy downpours, a likelihood. Our temperatures will continue to drop down, and afternoon highs on your Wednesday, only about 58 degrees. From Channel 9, I'm First Alert Chief Meteorologist Brian Busby, KMBZ Weather.
It's 71 at KCI, 72 in Lee's Summit, 71 at your official weather station. KMBZ is now on radio.com. Download the app and take us everywhere you go. Kara Marks, our News 98.1 KMBZ.
Cinderella. On a Tuesday throwback to the 80s, your next keyword to cash, your chance at $1,000 coming your way right at 5 o'clock. We are under a tornado watch. The entire KMBZ listening area is under a tornado watch. That means in Dana East, tornado maybe until 9 o'clock tonight. Tornado maybe.
That's right.
Scott on line 4. Hello, my friend.
Hi, Scott.
Hey.
Hey.
Good to listen to you guys again. I drive over this way from St. Louis every day.
Oh, it's good to have you.
Welcome to town, brother.
In a big truck. I enjoy it and love our show.
Thank you, man. You're so kind to say that.
I just wanted to share with you guys the difference between hauling cargo and passengers is what they call an endorsement that you have. You have to have a commercial license, but he may not have had what they call a passenger endorsement, which is very specific to bus drivers and limo drivers. And so the thing we're required to do every day, both 15 minutes before we start the truck and 15 minutes after we shut it down at the end of the day, is what they call 150-point inspection. And I don't know if that's required on a vehicle that size. It really sounds like it falls back onto the owner. And from what they say about the intersection and that, two people have gone into the store parking lot through that intersection. So, unfortunately, the gentleman lost his life, and, you know, everybody else as well. And it could have been, you can be at fault over your logged hours. You didn't hit them. Say they hit you. The point is, the minute you start to operate illegally, based on the DOT laws, you're at fault, no matter what.
How many hours are you allowed to drive a day as a truck driver?
I do a typical 13-hour day. You can go as much as 14, but you can only drive 11 of those hours. And at 8 hours, you have to take a 30-minute break, which is what I'm on right now.
And how do you log that? Because when I used to drive a moving truck, it was a physical, write it down like a diary log. You still do it that way?
No, they got rid of it. Mandatory as of January this year, you have to have an electronic device in your truck that does that.
Which is probably a lot more accurate.
Oh, yeah, you can't cheat them. Back in the day, I've been doing it 26 years. You kept three different log books to show depending on where you're
in. He cut out, and I already know what he's going to say.
Oh, yes, officer, here, let me find that log book. It's right over here.
Right here.
Yep, this is the one. Here, let me hand that to you, sir. Philip in Concordia. Hello, Philip.
I love your show. I listen to you every day.
It's yours, and thank you, man. God bless.
And, hey, I'm a mechanic by trade. And if you remember the pony cars back in the 70s, you know, like the Mustangs, Camaros, the frame stopped. The undercarriage frame stopped right behind the passenger seat and the driver's seat. And there was a lot of casualties. And I had some friends, you know, that accident, you know, died in car wrecks because of the construction. And if you look at a stretched limo, the frame, they do not, all they do is put a flat piece of steel and connect when they stretch it.
Yeah.
It is not identical to the OEM structural channel iron that connects from the front to the rear.
And Philip, real quick.
That's a bigger issue.
It is, and here's why. For everyone listening, I have read in the wake of this latest huge, horrible tragedy in New York, that when they stretch one of these things, which is essentially cutting it in half, shoving a piece in the middle and cramming it back together, when they do that, someone wrote, you're crazy if you think they're putting in airbags, if they're reinforced correctly, that this is just not the case. And I don't want to say that for all, but it is not the same standards that you would get from a limousine at a factory that is manufactured correctly and sent into the commercial market.
But how, Philip and Dana, maybe you guys know this real quick. How did all these people in this limousine die? Did it catch on fire or something?
No, it exploded into a...
The impact?
Yes.
Okay.
They ran a stop sign going 60-some miles an hour at a horrible T-intersection.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think the velocity, Scott, and the driver again died too. All 18 people inside died, and two pedestrians.
Mm-hmm. Doug in Olathe, you get the last word on this subject. Hello, Doug.
Hi. Like I was telling your screener, I'm just old enough that I can remember, like, it had to be 30 years ago that there was an accident so similar to this that a school bus left a road with a sports team on it, high school athletes, and it killed every one of them in it. It was in the, you know, evening time. And you could be talking about the exact same thing except 30-some-odd years ago. Everybody died. Makeshift morgues, there was no place to take them. You know, it was up in tobacco country up in there. And it's exactly the same. It wasn't a limo, it was a school bus.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But everything else is the same. A limo and a school bus, basically, you know, nobody's wearing seat belts. You know, it's exactly the same.
Well, it's a false sense of security. I would hope that school buses are safer based on the configuration of the seats and the way those seats are. You know, anytime there's a bus incident, we talk about seat belts and whether or not it's smart to have them on the buses. But I feel like school buses should be or are safer than some of these reconfigured vehicles on the market.
What do you do with a limousine like this? Because they do get, and I've only been in a limousine a couple times in my entire life, but you are treated as a passenger by law differently than if you were in a four-door sedan. You don't have to wear your seatbelt in the back of a limousine. You can drink alcohol. Now, I know I can already see the text line. Well, you can be a passenger in Missouri in a car and drink alcohol. Well, I understand that, but you can in Kansas. There's no open containers allowed in the state of Kansas in a moving car unless it's a limousine. Now, I don't know if that's because there's an implied barrier of some capacity between the driver and the passengers, and so nobody could pass the driver a drink or what. I don't know. But why do we treat the passengers in a limousine differently? You do not. In fact, I don't even know that they have seatbelts in the back. And if they do, you certainly are not required to wear them.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I think people just feel safer, and you're not. You're just as likely to get into a wreck in a limousine as you are driving in your private car down wherever.
And as we saw in New York, you're just as likely to die. Yeah. Not one person walked away from that wreck alive.
Not one. And it will be interesting to see if the driver was wearing a seatbelt. I would assume the drivers all wear seatbelts, but I think at 60 miles an hour, you go head on into a ditch without braking. I mean, just full on.
See, that
impact.
Makes me wonder what happened. Was he just completely unfamiliar with the road?
Or did the brakes fail, Scott?
Yeah, did the brakes fail? Yeah. All right, 576-7798. We'll do your next keyword to cash at 5 o'clock, right before the news. Weather update, we are in a tornado watch. The entire KMBZ listening area is under a tornado watch. That is tornado maybe until 9 o'clock tonight. Tornado watch for all of the KMBZ listening area until 9 o'clock tonight. Hey, gang, Scott Parks. Let me tell you a little story about a guy named Travis. And Travis was frustrated because his agent could not get his home in Olathe sold in more than 49 days. That's over a month and a half. It just sat there on the market. And that was until Travis heard about Chip Glennon on the radio. And a good thing he did, because Chip brought the showings right away. And his marketing had it under contract within 10 days for, get this, $482,000. Is your home still on the market? Are the offers that you're getting lower than what you expected, lower than what you wanted? It's time to call Chip Glennon with Glennon Real Estate Experts of Keller Williams, because he guarantees to sell your home at a price and a deadline that you agree to, or he'll buy it. There's no risk, at least not to you. Chip will let you out of your contract at any time. He rewrites the way you sell homes in Kansas City. Call the only agent endorsed by Barbara Corcoran of Shark Tank, and that I would call if and when I need to sell my home in Roland Park. Call Chip Glennon today, 866-872-5556. That's 866-872-5556, or online at kcguarantee.com. That's kcguarantee.com, and start packing.
More beautiful.
Story here from Fox 4. Your dateline is Baser.
I had to check twice that this is local.
Heavy rains are likely to drive all sorts of critters to seek higher ground in Kansas and Missouri, but not many would expect to see an alligator. It happened last night in Baser when the large reptile stopped in the middle of a road, says Natalie Cohen, or Cowan. I honestly started laughing. I was like, this has to be a joke. That's not real. They may be used to gators in Florida, but they're a strange sight here in Kansas, so much so, sheriff's deputies didn't even know what to do. Says Cowan, the officer actually drew his gun. He was like, if that thing starts running at me again, I'm putting it down. The video, and it's on Fox 4's website.
Is it an alligator or like a caiman? You know how sometimes people buy these little things at reptile stores and then they grow into big things and they don't know what to do with them?
It's 4 feet long.
Oh, my goodness.
And the alligator apparently lunged at law enforcement when they dared to get too close. Cowan spotted the reptile near 163rd and Donahue as she was driving home on Monday night. She says she slowed down originally after seeing a raccoon cross in front of her. And then she says she was shocked to see another set of eyes. So I was like, it's probably a family of raccoons. Then I get closer and I see a crocodile or an alligator. I see an alligator. For more than 15 minutes, Cowan said the alligator just stood there motionless in the middle of the road, blocking her path.
Can you imagine?
I didn't know we had alligators in Kansas.
We don't. Some idiot has one, a little one, okay? Then the little one.
Oh, here it is.
Turns into a big one.
It was a pet and had escaped from a neighbor's property.
You're not allowed to have a pet alligator. First of all, that's an oxymoron. There's no such thing as a pet alligator.
Cowan said it's kind of cool to have an alligator for a pet, but she doesn't want it near her. What is the point in having a pet? There's that pet stop over there in Shawnee, and they have some really exotic animals.
There is no way it is legal to keep an alligator in the state of Kansas. I'm telling you
right
now, there's
no way. Well, then they buried the lead because they should have arrested somebody.
There's no way that's legal. What, do you have it on a leash? How do they know from whom it escaped?
I don't know. It says here, after everybody left the alligator alone, it went home on its own. And indeed, it was a pet.
Oh, good God.
That had escaped from the property.
Like it knows where it lives and wanted to go back?
Well, maybe they're smart.
Okay. Why? Why would you have one of those?
Over at Pet Stop, you can buy pet tarantulas. Why would you own a pet tarantula? Well, other than it is kind of cool.
A pet tarantula is not going to kill someone. The alligator theory, you know, from time to time, I'll see these little, like, have you seen my little fluffy dog?
That's usually a pedophile.
No, it's usually down where my kin live. If there are flyers for, like, little pet happy bouncing.
You're saying it became somebody's lunch.
The gators eat them. I hate to say it, but that's, yeah.
Well, I mean, here we coyotes eat dogs. All the time.
Well, but you wouldn't have a coyote as a pet.
No.
I flatly deny that it's okay to keep one of those things as a pet. It's just not.
What do you got, big fella?
Well, you say maybe they're smart.
I don't know if they're smart or not.
Here, in a sense, they are, because they've survived for over 100 million years, and they're one of the few animals that we can't stomp out. And they're basically perfect killing machines.
Aren't they the closest thing to a dinosaur still left on this planet?
Pretty much.
That and birds.
It's a, I don't know, it's a murder tire? I don't know what it is.
I have a weird.
A murder tire?
Yes.
Jeez.
I have a weird obsession with them. I'm not going to lie. When we go down south, I have a bizarre, healthy respect, but obsession with those things. We go to a gator farm every single time I'm down south, and I just, they're fascinating.
What do you do on the gator farm?
You get into an airboat, you ride around, and they take you right up to them.
Oh, yeah, hell no.
That's okay.
Well, there's signs everywhere that say, do not put your hand in the water.
I don't need to get close to the murder tire.
And do you know what happened after Katrina? Hurricane Katrina came in. The water came up way over the fence line at all of these gator farms. And the alligators, when that happens, just float on over the fence. They lost, like, hundreds of formerly semi-enclosed gators. And when I say semi-enclosed, I mean on acres. These gator farms are on acres and acres of wetlands. And the boats ride on this very shallow water over the reeds. And then the boat, they'll go and churn the boat in a circle. And as the water starts churning, those gators
start
surfacing.
Yeah, you know why? Because they know dinner's about to fall off that boat.
It is the creepiest thing. And they can see white, Scott. And so they give you a bag of marshmallows. And you throw one of those in the water, and they can hear it. And they come right up to the boat. And you know me, I'm afraid of everything. I still go do that. I am so fascinated with
those things.
Is there
any way they can get in the boat?
No. Uh-uh. The boats are like this, like whatever that is, like 2 feet.
2 feet.
Deep. They're not very deep. But they can't.
Well, how come the alligators can't just jump up onto the boat?
Because it
they're,
sits
they're not
just.
Good jumpers.
Yeah, it sits just high enough in the water. I mean, could it happen? I suppose it could happen.
Somebody says it is legal to own alligators in the state of Kansas.
But for what? Why?
Why do people own scorpions and hissing cockroaches? I don't know. Why do you own a snake? You don't, but I mean, why would, I'm saying a collective you, why would you own a snake? That thing's
stupid. Did you see the picture of the alligator? What the hell?
Apparently belonged to a neighbor.
You act like that's normal. I mean,
here's what's funny.
Apparently it belonged to a neighbor,
guys. If you live in Baser, they probably all knew exactly where that thing belonged. Oh, that's old. Well, I'm not going to say Jim Bob, but that belongs to
really?
I almost said it. That belongs to so-and-so up the road. If you live in Baser, that's how they figured this out.
Baser is a cosmopolitan city with a future.
With a resident who owns an alligator.
And his name's not Jim Bob, it's Bob Jim. Bob Jim. Old Bob Jim. He's got the alligator farm.
I don't get why people want to own alligators as pets.
Somebody says they're very delicious.
They're not cute and cuddly.
I will tell you. The guy that owns an alligator has a very short one-syllable name. His name's Ray. or Rick. So it's a very short name.
Keyword to cash is
Jim Bob is a respected individual.
Yeah, he's the mayor. He's the mayor.
The pastor. Don't bring that down. Only people with, you know, two names get respect.
That's right.
People short Ray has names like Ray.
Ray hasn't earned his second name.
It's Ray
yet.
With the gator.
Right.
Jim Ray.
Ray with like four teeth and a gator and a meth habit. Oh
my. Keyword to cash is world. He's probably got like a hooker in the basement that he's got tied up and feeds her Cheerios to keep her nourished, weirdo. Keyword to cash is world, W-O-R-L-D, world. Text that into 72881, world, W-O-R-L-D, 72881, to the newsroom at Karamarkson.
Happening now on KMBZ, the tornado threat may be over, but the flooding could still be a problem. We'll have that next.
Staying right here for a good friend of the program, Stuart Woodbury and Low Cost Life Insurance. Give Stuart a call for all of your life insurance needs. He's been doing the work here for decades in Kansas City, helping people figure out how much life insurance they need to cover their family, what type of life insurance you need, and here's a big one you might not have been thinking about, when you can get rid of it. Stuart's the first person to tell you the goal is to eventually get rid of it, to self-insure, and he will help you figure out when is the best time for your family to take that off your plate. All you have to do is go to lowcostlifeinsurance.com. It takes seconds to do it. Plug in whether you're a man or a woman, the state you live in, and whether or not you smoke. That's all you got to do. It really does take seconds to get all of those quotes right there in front of you on your screen, right there at your fingertips. And then give Stuart a call, and he will help you figure out the best product for you. 816-792-0700. 816-792-0700. It can be unbelievably affordable. Go to lowcostlifeinsurance.com, lowcostlifeinsurance.com.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.